And we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joined by our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine. James, thanks for taking a couple minutes this morning, man.
Of course, Jonathan. How you doing, man?
I'm good. You know, I'm just, again, weekly troubles like I always have. I'm just trying to change all of baseball and how they think and play commissioner, as usual, you know. But, James, in all seriousness, as serious as I can be about being mad about spring training ties, I invested 3 hours of my day yesterday. I don't care. You know, John Rutter had the opinion. He was like, hey, if we have to end this in a home run derby in the 11th, do it. And I'm like, you know what? Yes. I don't put the runner on second base starting in the 10th inning. I don't care. Just don't give me what I saw yesterday.
Oh, really? This is fun because I'm with you in about ties in sports in any other game. Spring training, and I tweeted this yesterday, is the only time I accept it. Because it's a meaningless game where you have a bunch of players that aren't even going to be playing for your team, and there's no reason to put pitchers out there or anything like that. This is interesting. Yeah, spring training, I disagree. I think spring training is the only time, including soccer, where I'm okay with a tie.
So you watched yesterday. You spent your 3 hours, and at the end of it, you just did the shrug emoji, and you thought to yourself, yeah, I feel satisfied, Teddy KGB and Rounders.
Maybe not satisfied, but
no.
I also knew that it was a glorified practice. You know, like it's not a real game. So, like to me, when the Indians tied it 3-3 in the sixth, it crossed my mind like, uh-oh, this might be a tie. They're not going to extras in spring, so I kind of prepared myself that was a possibility. So
I'm glad you mentally.
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you. I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of things that way that just bother me that are interesting and weird and quirky. But I genuinely, and you know me, I'm a baseball geek, but I had forgotten the extra innings rules here because I don't know why in my mind I had assumed that we would go to extras, and then when we just didn't, and maybe it's a bad job by me because I had the volume on mute at that point because I was watching several different things and it was on TV number two, and so I didn't get the prep, didn't get the heads up, and then it was just, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, they might end this one, won't they? And then when they did, I thought to myself, I feel so unsatisfied, and I wanted an ending. I put a runner on second base in the 10th inning. Give me some conclusion there, James.
I get it. I totally do get it because I feel that way about literally every other sporting event that ends in a tie, whether it's a football game or soccer or anything like that. Everyone said, here's the thing. Everyone said baseball's back. Baseball's sort of back. Baseball will really be back in late March, and then you will never get a tie. You'll get your 18-inning marathon where you got shortstops pitching. So hold on, Jonathan. Just be patient. We're a month away.
Okay, because I'm good with the idea of this being a glorified practice. But then give me glorified practice prices then. How about these people? I'm legitimate about this. If you go all the way to spring training, and some people make this their weekly family vacation that they do for the entire year. Right? This is it. Spring training baseball that's what they do. That's their family trip for the year. And spring training prices at this point aren't the $5 get you in the door like it used to be. Have you seen some of these prices? You're paying $50 plus to get in the door in some of these parks. Like it's wild the amount that they're paying. So if you're going to make it big time feel, you're going to put out the Jose Ramirez's of the world as they did. And yesterday they did just that. You're going to charge big league prices, throw a runner on second base in the 10th inning and let me get a result.
That's fair. I also don't think you should charge $50 for a spring training game.
I know. It's wild.
$5. So I'm with you there. I'm 100% with you. I think that's $50. What are we watching?
Even more than that. I have a there's somebody I follow on Twitter, and they were talking about this the other day. He's a Cubs beat reporter, and he has his family down there, and he's trying to buy tickets for them just to get in the game so that they could all be together. And they were upwards of $125 per ticket for outfield spring training.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
that's insane. So, fair. Look, if I paid $125 per seat and I'm going to a game and it ends in extras, let's throw out the minor leaguers and let's get it settled. The ticket should never be that expensive for a glorified minor league / major league practice, and that's what I think a lot of these spring training Cactus League games are.
All right, I have two thoughts from yesterday's glorified practice that ended in a tie, outside of the actual tie itself, James. One, love to see Tyler Naquin getting back in the swing of things. That was an absolute monster. Loved him turning on the ball like that and taking it deep to right. Number two, Bobby Bradley should probably be playing football as opposed to baseball because he's a massive man, but he had a very nice defensive play in turning that double play and getting the scoop. How did you see yesterday's game?
Yeah, I mean, those two things stand out. I think Pletko, and it's tough to judge, and Terry Francona talked about this just with pitchers and how to judge them during spring training. But I think Pletko looked good. I think the pitching overall looked about where you'd want it. Obviously, you had a couple pitchers come out of the bullpen and throw a couple shutout innings. So I like that. I had some fans reach out about Jose hitting into a double play, which I thought was a little funny. Like, I don't want to break it down that close yet, it being the first spring training game. But really, the Naquin thing stands out the most. Greg Allen went 1-for-3. We really need to see something out of this outfield. And I think the Indians, they might not tell you this, but they need, whether it's Allen or Naquin or someone else, to flash in the outfield. Maybe Jake Bowers. Mm-hmm. And you saw that yesterday with Naquin. You saw that yesterday with Allen. Because I think Allen can be a fine defender. If he can hit 270, 280 for you, then maybe he ends up starting in center field. I think if Naquin can bring a little power, because right now you look at the three outfield spots, you don't see any power. You don't assume that they're going to have any power out of those three spots, and I don't think they can survive with that. So it was good to see that the outfielders get off to a pretty decent start.
James Rapine, our Tribe beat reporter, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. James, I'm gonna break protocol here, okay? I'm gonna do something I've never done in an interview before, but we have a special caller on the line, and he thinks I'm out of my mind, and I got to get to this guy, Chico. I get it. I get it. You think I'm crazy. Sell me on why you think I'm out of my mind for wanting a conclusion here.
Well, I mean, I'm with, and this very rarely happens, by the way, Peterlin. Very rarely am I in agreement with James Rapine on much
okay.
of anything.
Okay.
But it is a glorified practice. We are talking about
practice.
Like, I mean, these guys are just trying to stretch out their arms, and I'm stunned. You got up on the wrong side of the bed or something, Peter. I can't believe that you were really watching that game and going, "What? No conclusion?
Uh-huh.
This is it? Come on, man!"
So unsatisfied. I was stirred around in my apartment as I saw the 3-3 tie, and as it was going, and they weren't going to go back out there for a 10th, and I slept on it, and I feel just as mad today as I did yesterday, Chico.
I am, you know, Peter Lynn, you and I, we're on the same page on a lot of things, but I turned on my radio and I'm like, this has got to be a bit, you know, this is some bizarro world bit that Peterlin's doing today.
Not a bit, Chico. I didn't even need to see them play actual, like, hey, three outs, everyone does the same ninth inning as you do the 10th. I would have taken the runner on second base. I would have taken a home run derby. I would have taken anything. Just give me some result. Give me some sort of ending.
So what was okay? So it gets to a conclusion. What? I don't know. Like, what? Why do you need the? I understand if it's a regular season game, but we're not even. I mean, here's the thing: we're not even close to regular season games. Like, these guys are pretty much just, this is glorified long toss, for crying out loud.
I know. I needed some sort of finale. I needed something. And I accept it in football, because in football, you know, you only have so long. In baseball, yesterday, because they want to get to the golf course, is why I didn't get to see a 10th inning. These fans paid hard money, Chico. They paid hard money.
They had to get to Marley's Sports Bar, number one. And, number two, though, I don't know. Like, what if they had let off fireworks at the end? Would that have been like a... Like, when you say conclusion, you needed to see somebody with a 4 or 5 and somebody else with a 3? Is that – because, I mean,
yeah.
we can kind of fake a conclusion of, you know, hey, we thank you for today's attendance, and here's some fireworks, and there's your conclusion.
I mean, if fireworks is the only conclusion I'm getting, I'm going to be massively disappointed, because I can get those Friday at the Jake all throughout the season. If I spent my hard-earned money, I go down to spring training. They're charging me $50 a pop to enter the building. I'm disappointed with 3-3.
They are charging you $50 a pop.
Check the spring training prices, Chico. They're up there. I'm telling you.
Is this? Oh overreaction Sunday. What is going on, man?
I just like that you called in. Chico, I got to get back to James, but thank you for if 5 hours a night wasn't enough, thank you for taking 3 minutes of our time here.
Big fan of the Peter Lynch Show. First time, long time.
Thanks, my man. Take care, Chico.
See you, bud.
Chico after dark checking in right there. Now we go back to James. James, I never do that, but I wasn't going to have Chico waiting online. He seems to agree with you, though.
Yeah, well, he's a smart man. I'm shocked he's up this early, to be honest, on a Sunday, you know?
It's a good point. I never took Chico to be someone that is up at the crack of dawn getting after things, but I get it. If you work late at night, though, you work 7 to 12, if it was me, I would probably sleep till noon every day.
Yeah, it's hard not to, I'll be honest, to take it from someone that has worked that shift. So, yeah, overall, though, I think you're going to be in the minority here.
That's okay.
If there was a poll out there when it comes to minor leagues. So, because here's the other thing. If you're in Goodyear, you know what you're getting to an extent, right, with minor league baseball. And you know what you're getting into. So if you don't want to pay the $50, then don't go, I guess. I mean, it's a tough spot, but I think the true diehards are the ones traveling. Like most casual fans aren't going to Goodyear to watch Tyler Naquin hit home runs.
Yeah, I mean, I can find a lot of people that would disagree with that because I sign up for the Tyler Naquin bombs, but that just might be me. That might be a me thing. Henry Ramirez signed to a minor league deal.
Yep.
Is this going to matter? Is this going to be impactful? Or is this something that he's at the end of his rope and he's just trying to find a team and the Indians are that team?
I think it's everything you just said, potentially. I think he's at the end of the road. This could be his final year in the majors if he shows he still has some pop in that bat. But the Indians need someone or another contender to be that designated hitter. And the good news is Hanley Ramirez can do that. He can play first. He can play shortstop. He can move him around the infield. And he's versatile. So, yeah, he's 35 years old. Yeah, he was designated for assignment last year after, I believe, it was 44 games in Boston. But a couple of years ago, he had 30-plus home runs. And so why not bring him in, minor league deal, get a look at him, and see if he has anything left? Because in a perfect scenario, Jake Bowers would play outfield. I think Carlos Santana would be your first baseman. And then you would have a competition of sorts for that designated hitter spot. I think Hanley Ramirez would be the favorite in that scenario, or one of the favorites to compete for it. So I like the signing. Obviously, he still has to pass a physical before he gets the good year and can actually compete. But why not? It's low risk, and it seems to be a theme of what the Indians are looking for right now is minor league contracts that they can bring guys in that are experienced that could potentially add something to their ball club.
With the Marwin Gonzalez deal, 2 years, $21 million, Marwin's the perfect Terry Francona player. He can play multiple positions. It's the worst that he goes in the division then to the Twins and they get a little bit better. Are you worried at all about Minnesota? Or are we still not there yet?
Sure, I'm worried a little bit about Minnesota. I'm worried in general because I feel like stagnant off seasons, you get passed by. And it seems like, especially the Marwin Gonzalez thing, I wrote probably 10 days ago or so, it was when Lindor went down, that Marwin Gonzalez at 1 year, $15 million would be the perfect type of versatile player where they could move him all around and he could play outfield and he could play shortstop if Lindor's down for an extended period of time at the start of the regular season. And 2 years, 21, that's the perfect number. You know, that's the type of number the Indians look for. So who knows what it was. Maybe it was the second year. Maybe it was they just aren't interested in spending money right now in the off season. But, it seemed like it was the perfect fit, and instead he goes to a division rival, and one of these teams is going to be better. I don't think this division is going to be such a cakewalk like it was a year ago. I don't think it's going to be over before it starts. But at the same time, do I think the Indians are the favorite? Yes. But you're right. The Twins and the moves they've made, they're certainly a threat.
All right, James, I got one job for you as you move forward with your time as the Indians beat reporter. Get me that first Trace Thompson piece. I need that. I need that to hook that up to my veins because I want to know how many people, when he's out in public, confuse Trace for Clay.
That's fair. He looks exactly
like him. And watching him hit in the ninth inning yesterday, I just kept thinking to myself, this is everything. If Clay Thompson played baseball, this is exactly what he looked like. I get it, they're brothers. They're supposed to look a lot alike. But it was amazing to me. If you can get that scoop, get the first sit-down with Trace Thompson as a Cleveland Indian, okay?
Okay, I'm booking my flight to Goodyear right now.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. James, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.